Have you ever considered starting your own website? If you want a good one, you're going to need a great web host. That's why I recommend Bluehost. And we have an exclusive offer for everyone who listens to the Adventuring the Girl Life podcast. You can get started with Bluehost for $3.95. They have impeccable customer service. They have a one-click automatic WordPress blog installation. You can't get any easier than that. And when you're ready for more than one website, there's no need to look for more hosting. Bluehost has got you covered. That's why I recommend Bluehost. And you can find this deal at www.jenwhitmoretraining.com under the Resources tab, or www.jenwhitmoretraining.com/resources. Welcome to Adventuring the Girl Life, where we believe life for every girl should be well lived. Each week, we'll explore tips and techniques to add more adventure to your world, from fitness and self-care to career building and fulfillment, and even the most mundane parts of life. So buckle up. I'm your host, Jen Whitmore, certified personal trainer, mom of two, lover of travel, and your new partner in adventure. Hey, girls, welcome back to the podcast this week. Oh my gosh, we are in April. Can you believe it? The weather is making my heart so happy. I love spring. I love summer. I love fall. I hate winter. So I'm super excited about all the weather changes that we're getting for April. Yesterday was April Fool's Day. I hope you didn't get too many jokes played on you. My dad is like the master of April Fool's jokes, and honestly, not living at home for the last 14-ish years has been kind of nice because some of his jokes are totally messed up. No, I'm just kidding. Well, not really. I totally love my dad. He is very funny when it comes to April Fool's jokes, but I definitely have this childhood memory of him telling us that we were going to the beach. And for us as a kid, going to the beach every year was totally our thing. Like, it was our number one vacation. We did it every year. And of course, getting to go was a privilege, and we just loved it. And on April Fool's Day one year, we were riding home, and he completely had us convinced that we were going to the beach, earlier than our regular vacation. And I kept, not believing. And he was so convincing, I finally started to believe him. And then, of course, it turned out to be a big April Fool's, and I cried all the way home. It was not fun. But anyways, that's my dad. I still love him. He's got a knack for April Fool's jokes, even if they are kind of mean. So I hope that you didn't get too many jokes played on you. And if you did, I hope that they were fun and not scarring. So anyways, let's move right on. So this month, in the month of April, we are going to be talking every week about travel. Now, the reason that we are going to be focusing on this is because we're getting ready to start traveling, all of us. We go on vacations for spring break. We go on vacations when we get out of school. And we just have a lot of travel plans through the summer. And so we are going to focus on how to be healthy with these travel plans. Sometimes when we travel, our health tends to go right out the window. You know what I mean? Whether you travel for vacation or for business, a lot of times we have these misconceptions of, I don't want to care, I don't know how to care, or I don't have time to care. And this is very true for vacations, mostly because this is when we get to unwind. You know, we get to relax and we don't have to be scheduled. We still do have some of our responsibilities, you know, for example, taking care of our children. But we don't have to do school, we don't have to do laundry and make beds and prep food. And it's so nice just to get out of our routine and relax. And sometimes, unfortunately, our health goes right along with it. And so we are going to talk about today the three biggest problems with exercising while traveling. Number one, we do not add it to our schedule. We don't even bother, especially when it comes to vacationing. So let's focus on the vacation side right now, and then we'll jump over to the business side. When we're vacationing, we want to fly by the seat of our pants. We want to enjoy every little thing, which is totally understandable. Like I just said, we want to unwind. We want to get out of our routine. We want to enjoy. But if we intend to live a healthy lifestyle, we can't afford to just forget about our health altogether when we vacation. Now, I understand that your mindset might be, okay, Jen, I travel for vacation once, maybe twice a year, and it's not that big of a deal for me to take those 1 or 2 weeks off during the year from my health goals. I 100% agree with you. But let's take a step back and look at our entire year. Are we actually the person who is staying on our health goals for the entire year, and then we take those 2 weeks off? Or are we someone who kind of dabbles in our health and we make efforts, but we don't always get there? And then on top of that, we throw everything out the window when we go on vacation. We have to be realistic and view our entire lives in the whole year worth of time instead of just, oh, I'm fantastic all year long and then I bomb it these 2 weeks. Because you're right, it isn't that big of a deal. But what kind of person are you, and are you actually the person who is staying on your game the entire year long? That's going to be for you to decide. It's completely counterproductive for us just to throw it out the window if we are really caring about our lifelong health. So the first thing that we need to do is we need to put it on our calendar. We need to plan for it. And we need to plan for what we personally are going to be committed to. If you're vacationing for, let's say, between 5 and 7 days, and you only want to work out a couple of times, that's fine. No one's telling you that you need to work out every single day of your vacation, but just making an effort to get some movement into your body, that is a step in the right direction right there. We also should consider whether this vacation is going to be a lot of lounging, or if we're actually going to be doing activities. If we're doing activities and there's a lot of walking involved, that counts. You don't have to plan anything else outside of that. Again, this is your vacation. You want to enjoy yourself. You don't want to be tied down to your regular routine of exercise. But if you're going to be doing activities, you can count that. Now, if we're on the lounging side, we might want to schedule something like maybe a yoga class. Yoga is fantastic on vacation. Planning things in advance and planning things that we are willing to do in advance is the very first step. Now, let's talk about your business travel. Another misconception is that we don't have time. We're only gone for just a few days, and I'm just not going to have time. The problem is that when we travel often, even if it's just for a few days, when you count those few days up over the time span of a month, that's a lot of non-productive days if we aren't exercising while we're gone. So for business travelers, your first step is going to be to figure out how long you will be gone and what you're willing to do for yourself to stay on track while you're gone. Because once you add those days up and you're missing half the month because you're traveling, you're exercising at home for 2 weeks, but then you're traveling for a total of 2 weeks and you're not getting anything done, if we compound that over time, that's half your life. Number two, we don't even pack for it. Now, this goes back into number one. We don't even bother. We haven't planned in advance, And as we just said, we don't even make an effort to pack for exercising because we haven't planned on doing it. Okay, what are we going to start packing? Depending on your trip, whether again it's for vacation or for business, you could easily get away with one outfit, and if your vacation is longer, two or three. How hard is it to pack three sets of extra workout clothes and a pair of tennis shoes? This could easily fit in your bag and not take up a lot of space. The only thing you're going to need are the basics. Sports bra, shirt, pants, moisture-wicking socks, and a pair of tennis shoes. That's not that hard. And if you're really into it, then you could work with a bathing suit and a pair of tennis shoes. Or maybe just a bathing suit. Depending on how adventurous you want to be. And as far as equipment goes, body weight exercises or exercise bands. Exercise bands take up no space and weigh hardly nothing. So you could easily pack those into your suitcase. And body weight exercises? Hello, they're exactly what they sound like. Exercises you do with your body. Number three. We don't know what to do or where to do it when we get there. Resorts are a bit better at this when it comes to exercise facilities, but regular hotels, generally not. So what are we going to do about it? First, again, we're working with a plan. Are we going to get up early before our meetings to either work out in the gym that the hotel may have, or are we going to do workout videos in our room? Or are we going to sign up in advance for a class at the gym down the block? What kind of traveler are you? Are you going to start taking the time to figure out what kind of traveler you are and how much do you actually care about your health? Let's face it, it's not easy to care about your exercise while traveling, but it is possible. Exercise while traveling is not always easy. I know how you feel, but depending on how much we actually care about our health depends on the amount of effort that we're going to put into it when it's time. Over the last couple of years, the way that our lifestyles have changed, we travel a lot more. A lot of jobs actually require you to be available for travel. And a lot of us travel a lot more just in general because we want the laptop lifestyle or the nomadic lifestyle. And while we're out of our daily routines of our homes, or whether this is our lifestyle in general that we must travel all the time for work, we have to learn how to start adapting when it comes to our health and our fitness. This is actually part of the project that I have started to work on for you this year, girls. I am working on a new service to help you with your food and your exercise while you're traveling. We're in the market research phase at this point, but we will soon start beta testing. And I'm super excited to involve all of the podcast listeners first. If you or someone in your life travels for business or for vacation and they really care about their health while traveling, I would love to offer them a spot in part of our beta testing. If you or someone you know are interested in any of these spots, because there's only a few, you can find the link in the show notes on how to get signed up when the beta testing goes live. And as we know, girls, summer is right around the corner, and we are going to be ready to pull out those bathing suits, go lay out in the sun, get us some fresh color, and oh yeah, maybe work on our physique before all of those bathing suits get pulled out. So, in the month of April, I am taking on 4 new clients. And since there are only 4 spots, I encourage you to go to my website, www.jenwhitmoretraining.com, under the Programs tab and sign up for the personal training. We will jump on a call together and talk about what your goals are and how long it's going to take you to accomplish them. I will be there with you every step of the way to get you the results that you're looking for the upcoming summer. Okay, girls, before we finish, you know we have to go over our crowns and our flops. And this week, my flop moment, man, it's stinky. Okay, here we go. I told you last week that I went to do some retail therapy with my family at the mall. I was so excited about these leggings that I bought, and then we also bought quite a few pairs of undies, and I was so disappointed in the quality of these that I returned them all. I was so bummed. When I was in the store, they were so bright and colorful and super cute and had super fun patterns. And when I got home, all three pairs of leggings and all of the undies, the quality of them was totally subpar. So they all got returned. The leggings were beautiful, bright, and I went to like scratch the inside of my leg and my fingernails came out blue. I'm like, why are my fingernails blue? Like, did my ink pen bleed? Like, I'm trying to figure out like where my fingernails could have gotten blue. And it was the ink off of the leggings was coming off on my fingernails. And I wore them all day long and literally did nothing but yank up my pants all day long. Now, could I have gone with a smaller size so I didn't have to yank them up all day? No. This was my regular size. They were relatively tight, you know, like workout leggings should be. And they did nothing but slide down all day long. I had like the whole like long crotch thing going on. And it was so frustrating. By the end of the day, I was like, I want to throw these things in the garbage. And so I returned every pair and now I'm sad and I'm looking for new ones. Then a little bit more about the undies, the quality. I usually buy the same kind every time. And I just like to get, you know, new fun patterns or colors when they come out. Well, this time they changed the quality of the kind that I purchased and they were worthless. They were thin and they rolled underneath my pants and it was just ridiculous. And I told them so when I returned it. I am just so disappointed in my shopping trip. Oh my gosh. It just goes to show that quality really matters. And I was very upset with both of the stores that I purchased these items from. Super disappointed. Okay, girls, crowning moment of the week actually goes to my husband, Alan, this week. So I've told you girls before that Alan travels for work and sometimes it is a lot and then sometimes there's a lot of gaps. And we usually know, you know, it picks up during the summer a lot more because, you know, you can do jobs like outside during the summer and it slows down a lot in the winter. But unfortunately, this one job that he was working on, you know, they kind of like waited and waited and pushed it to the last minute. And then it was all like crunch time trying to get it done all at once. And so he had to travel a lot through the month of March. And it was just like such a struggle for us back at home. And I was having a hard time, you know, with him being gone, especially so much and so often. And then, of course, it would all be like sporadic, you know, like, hey, you got to go tomorrow, or hey, you got to go tomorrow, be gone for 4 days and then go back again next week. You know, like it was just kind of a crazy time of inconsistency. And that's hard for me because I am a, you know, scheduled, consistent type of person. And it was hard on my little one. You know, he was just missing his daddy. And Alan is also his soccer coach. And so he was missing some soccer. And then we had our first game and he was going to miss the first game. And so, you know, long story short, he was just gone and we were kind of missing him. And so the day of the game, I'm basically, you know, texting him, like telling him what's going on and how everyone's playing. And unbeknownst to me, he's in the car, you know, on the way to the game. I think that he's still gone out of town, you know, see you in 2 days. And he was actually in the car on the way to the game. And the poor guy, like, he took like 4 flights to get home. His car battery was dead when he got to work, so he had to, you know, figure that out. And then he was trying to rush to get to the game, which was like 30 to 45 minutes away from his office once he got back into town. And the whole time, you know, he's trying to make the efforts to get there. And so he literally shows up, you know, out of the blue at the end of the game. Like, they blow the whistle, the game is over, and we all start to pick up our stuff and leave. And here he comes, like, walking up to the field. And it was just one of those moments. My poor baby, he just starts crying. He's like, "Mommy, look, it's Daddy." And so one of our friends was like, "Oh my gosh, it's like one of those welcome home soldier videos." He was like, the whole team and the parents, everybody, like, wanted to just run up to him and be like, "Oh, you know, you're back, you're home." Because we were all just so disappointed that he wasn't going to be able to be there. And so the crowning moment of the week definitely goes to my husband for such a great surprise and being able to come home earlier than we thought. And we were just so excited to see him and so glad that even though he didn't make the game, that he was still able to, you know, see the players and talk to them. And so it was just one of those great experiences that we will remember. We're like, "Oh, there he is, and he's back." So it, you know, also took a load off when I saw him. I'm like, "Oh, thank God he's back. I need help." So sometimes we just go through these seasons of life and we just need other people to help us out. And anyway, we were so glad that he was able to come home and we were all glad to see him. So crowning moment goes to my fantastic husband, Alan. Obviously, he's very well loved. I know that you love all of the people in your life too. So hug your person, hug your spouse, your boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, your person. And that is it for this week's episode, girls, of Adventuring the Girl Life. You know the drill. Please go and leave us a review so that more girls can grow. And until next week, girls, adventure on.